When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you.
Hey, Authentic Influencers, we are here on episode 125, and I'm super excited to talk today about Pinterest and Instagram. We haven't talked about Instagram in a while, and I don't think we've ever talked about Pinterest on this podcast. So I'm really excited for my guest today because she is an expert in both of those, and she's going to be giving you some amazing tips on how to grow your business and especially get started in both Instagram and Pinterest, because really she breaks it down so simple and makes everything very doable. So I'm really excited for you all to hear about how you can actually be doing this. So I am going to turn the time over to our interview with Missy Campbell. All right. Hey, Authentic Influencers. So excited to have Missy Campbell with us today. And she is an expert when it comes to Instagram and Pinterest, which I'm so excited because we've never had anyone on our show talk about Pinterest before. So we're going to get into all of some awesome tips that you can do in your network marketing business. So welcome, Missy.
Thanks, Brooke. I'm so excited to be here. And I love Instagram and Pinterest. So whichever one we talk about, everyone will just love it.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to see where this all goes and the great tips that we're going to be talking about today. So, but first, I want to have you just introduce my whole audience to you. Kind of how did you get into loving Instagram and Pinterest and all of that goodness?
Yeah. So I have a business where I do social media strategy, implementation, management, podcast management, and all of that stuff. I started in the natural living niche as a writer and photographer in 2016, and I just was obsessed with Pinterest and Instagram then because I was a photographer and I loved visual things. So I started to use them, and then I love marketing too. So I started learning about how they can work for business, and that's how I've gotten where I am. And I now help people set up their Pinterest and Instagram accounts, really strategize them, get them optimized for keywords, and all of that stuff. I am a mom of four. My husband is retired from the Army after 22 years. And, you know, about my, I'll just explain my business a little bit so people can understand kind of what I do. So I really help people infuse minimalism into their business. And I do that through my services, through my coaching. And a lot of people do come to me specifically just for Instagram and Pinterest. Because they find me someplace using those keywords. And I just love helping people. They're such powerful platforms. And, you know, a lot of people think of them as like fun and I'm just posting pictures, but there is a bit of a strategy to it. And if you just can understand, you know, the why of it and how it works, it can really work for you and you can spend less time doing it and get a lot more benefit from using them. So that is what I focus on.
Awesome. I love it. Well, I'm excited to dive in. So let's first talk Pinterest. So if someone came to you and you're like, okay, I have these products, I have these things in my network marketing company that I want to talk about, what are some tips that you can tell us about growing on Pinterest or even just getting started on Pinterest?
Yeah. The one thing people don't understand about Pinterest is it's a search engine. So it's essentially Google with pictures. And a lot of people think it's just pictures, but behind those pictures and attached to those pictures are keywords. And that's how people are finding your stuff. So it is essentially Google with just some beautiful images laid over the top. And Pinterest does show up really, really well in Google search results. So if you've got a really nicely optimized Pinterest account, you could be the number one search result in a Google search. So that is the power of Pinterest in a nutshell. You know, some of the ways to get started, and I'll keep it really simple so no one feels overwhelmed, but the structure of Pinterest is boards, which you can think of as like a bulletin board. And then you are pinning things to the bulletin board, and each bulletin board has a topic. So for example, if your business is essential oils, then you could have a board about oil blends, and you could have a board about essential oils in children, about, you know, you could start to brainstorm, what are these bulletin boards that I can create and what topics can I create? Because Pinterest is a search engine, every board has a name on it, and that's another way for you to be found. So there's like multi layers of places to place words. So you'll name your board essential oils and children. You'll name your board essential oil blends. And these are specific phrases that people will search on Pinterest. And so you'll name your board that, and then you'll start curating other people's content around that, and also creating some nice images. And you can just use a free Canva account. It's really simple. They have a ton of templates in there. I know specifically for essential oils, and I'll probably use this as my example a lot of the time, to keep it simple and visual. But there are lots of free stock photos with essential oils, and even for like each of the different brands that have, that do direct marketing, they all have their own stock photos, and a lot of them are free. So you can grab some of those, you can get a free Canva account, and in there's literally Pinterest templates, the exact dimensions that you need, which is 1500 pixels tall by 1000 pixels wide. And you can create a beautiful pin in there in 5 minutes. So you'll create images for your own things. And really you could create images, and even if all you had was a sales page or a page, everything could lead to that one page. You could have 15 different images that all take you to one place. And the point of Pinterest is traffic. Mm-hmm. So every image that you make, you're going to be wanting to send somebody somewhere. So where do you want to send them? It could be to your Instagram account, could be to your Facebook group. It could be to a page where they sign up to find out more from you, you know, like an email list, or however you have your funnel structured for people to connect with you. And it's, you know, really think outside the box, because it's not just to a blog post. It's literally anywhere on the internet that you can send somebody. And I promote people's Facebook groups all the time on Pinterest. That's a big one. So really start to think, could be your Facebook page. It could really be anywhere. So I love it. It's really a fun way of marketing. And, you know, understanding just the basics of it would be keywords. So think about what phrases and words are people going to be searching for if they're interested in this. And that's how you'll create your board structure. And I recommend starting with 10 boards, keep it really simple. And then each one would be like a specific thing. And maybe 5 of them are related to the thing that you're selling. And maybe 5 are a little more lifestyle. And you're really bringing your personality to what you're doing by doing that. And, you know, don't keep it like super professional in business. People really want to connect with the human. So if you wanted to do some fitness boards too, or some organizing the playroom, you know, all of that stuff is totally relevant to your audience. And it just might happen that somebody's like looking up, how do I organize my playroom? And they find your account, and not because of your oils that you sell, but because of the playroom. And now you made a connection with them. So there's so many, that's a strategy that I use. I call it like thinking 6 degrees out from what you do, and creating some boards a little bit outside of that, but would still entice the person that you dream of working with. So that's the basic structure. And then the pins, I recommend at least 30 pins on each board to start. So as a setup, 10 boards, find 30 pins. So just start searching on Pinterest, essential oils, playroom organization, and start pinning things that you love to those boards as a starting place. And it really shows Pinterest that you know what you're doing and you know how to use Pinterest, and you're showing like a professional sort of way of using it. And Pinterest will favor your account because you obviously know something in the way that you're structuring your account. And that's really the foundational piece. That's it. 10 boards, 30 pins can be other people's stuff. And then once you've gotten there, start thinking about, where do I want to send people? Where do I want to drive people? Now that I've created this account that will entice people, Now I'm going to create some pins and I'm going to pin them to some of those boards. So if I've got one about essential oils and children, I've got one about roller blends, there could be a pin that could be pinned to both of those places, could be relevant to both of them. And, you know, once you've got that set up with your boards, you have a place, because Pinterest is a search engine, there's always a place for keywords and phrases. So on your board, you're going to write a description. It can be conversational, but you'll really think about what are words and phrases that people will search for when they're looking for this. And you want to type that up in a bit of a conversational way as the description of your board. So you've got your title and then you've got your description. And it can be fun and playful. Like don't feel like, oh, I have to know SEO. No, not like that. Just what are you searching for while you're looking for these pins? What did you just type in? And those are the exact things you're going to put in your description. And then your bio. So you can have a picture of you or your brand or however you want to present yourself. And then your bio is another way for people to find you. So you've got keywords, explain what you do, explain who you help. And then you have a link to anything. It can be to your main website, can be, you have one opportunity with a link. So that's really the structure of setting up Pinterest. And I'll give a couple of like bonus tips. So one is collaborative boards. And collaborative boards are these bulletin boards owned by other people. And you can start your own collaborative board. It can be started by anyone, but there are some really nicely already established collaborative boards out there. And as you're searching Pinterest and looking for pins, you'll probably find some of them. And it shows, you'll see like under the board, it will show little circles with lots of people's profile pictures. And that shows that it's a collaborative board and you can request to join. And it will, in the description of that, rather than keywords and stuff, it'll tell you email so-and-so, follow me here. And then, you know, you'll give them a description. They'll tell you exactly what to do to join. Tell us, give us a link to one of your pins, give us the link to your Pinterest account and email, and they'll say their name. They'll tell you exactly what to do. So just follow the steps and then request to join. If it looks like a place where you're going to be able to find content, you're going to be able to pin your own stuff. And the power of that, imagine like you've got a bulletin board in your office. Now there's a bulletin board at your local mom's group. And so you're going to obviously be able to get in front of a lot more people. And even just belonging to it and pinning from it and even pinning other people's stuff to it, all of that stuff can really get a lot of momentum in your account. And then bonus, adding your own stuff to it and then getting traffic to your own places. And then the other bonus thing I'll say about Pinterest is there's a tool called Tailwind, which is totally approved by Pinterest, and they have a relationship where they're constantly working together to make the experience of Pinterest better. And it's a scheduling tool, but there's some really powerful things in Tailwind that you just can't do manually. And those are communities. It was called Tribes a few weeks ago. They've changed it to Communities in Tailwind. And that's also very similar to the collaborative board. So there's like a group of people, a tribe, a community of people. And so you just search in the tribes bar, you'll see the little picture of a lot of people and you'll click it and you'll just search essential oils and you'll find 50 communities. And then you can request to join. You can join up to 5. And so some of them you have to introduce yourself and say what you do in order to request. Some you can just hit request and it'll just show you exactly what to do in there. It's really simple. And then the power of that, same with the collaborative boards. Now there's this bucket of that a lot of people are contributing to. And the rule is with the communities, every time you put a pin in, you have to take one out of somebody else's. And so that is encouraging people to pin other people's content. And so all of those are ways, I mean, it's really exponential in the visibility that you can get by using the collaborative boards and the communities. So that's essentially how Pinterest works. It is really simple to set up, you know, set aside 10 hours so you could in a week, even in just a few hours a day, have a perfectly set up Pinterest account. And it doesn't have to be, you don't need to do like crazy SEO research. You don't need to get crazy, literally just, you know, a little bit intuitive, just start searching and seeing what's out there. Do you have any questions, Brooke, or anything I missed?
I would say the two things that I love the most of what you talked about is first, having pins go to your Facebook group, because I never thought about that before. So that's a great way to get people into your community. Mm-hmm. And so, because I'm all about like building Facebook communities and all of that. And so that's a perfect way to get people in. And then I also love the whole idea about having like other ideas of things that your avatar, your person that you're trying to help, having other things that they like. So if you're pinning things about oils for kids, and then, well, what else would that person be interested in Pinterest and organizing a playroom? They're going to be looking for the same things. So kind of really you're creating a board around that perfect person that you want to work with, not just about your products, but like all about their personality. So I loved that. Those two things together, I think just creates magic.
Yes, I totally agree. And I love the, you really can start thinking out of the box about, because people are so used to like Pinterest and it sends you to a recipe or a blog post, and really it can send you anywhere. And I love when I set people's up, I'm always like, all of your free things that you offer, we're going to send people there. And if you have a Facebook group, we're going to send people there. And those are really, to me, the really most important things to get up there. And then you can start pinning your top 10 blogs if you have a blog. But to me, that's secondary to these other things that you can do. And the thing with Pinterest, and this is, I'll compare it to other social media, and it's really not social media, is that it's really in the setup process. And it gains momentum without you doing anything. So once you have set it up and you've started pinning to collaborative boards and you've joined communities, you have like created this ball and it just keeps rolling. It doesn't stop. And it's not like with other social media, Instagram, Facebook, you post and within a week it's dissipated into the atmosphere. It's gone forever, mostly, unless it's viral. But with Pinterest, a pin has a lifespan of almost forever. There's pins that are 10 years old that still probably get pinned thousands of times a month. And so, you know, that's really the power of it, is in the setup, that 10 hours, that's going to be your biggest investment you ever make in it. And the rest is just when you have a new freebie, or if you write a new blog post, or if you create a new Facebook group, or if you want to send people someplace else. But really the work is already done. And that's what I love about it, because the maintenance piece is maybe 2 hours a month, even to maintain a really, really great account with that you're pinning regular weekly content, it can be maintained in 2 hours a month. So that's what I love about it. It's the setup and it's done and it's working for you. And then you move, go on with your life. That's what I love.
Yes. I like those things that are easy too.
Yeah. So much.
Well, let's pivot and let's talk about Instagram and how Instagram is a little bit, I mean, you said it's different than Pinterest because it's not like, it's not one of those, like you said it and it's done and you're going to be getting that recurring everything from it because you have to continue to post and stay in front of your audience. So what are some strategies that you would suggest in starting or growing your Instagram account?
Yeah, some of the things I think, and it's the same, this is why I love Pinterest and Instagram, like you can just really be yourself. And because they're so visual, it's so easy to do that, because pictures say so much about who we are, what pictures we choose, how we edit them, or even if we don't edit them, if they're raw, that says something about us. So I love that. I would say, you know, some of the strategies with Instagram are just to keep it really simple and just like be you. And I know that's like, sounds like I'm oversimplifying a little bit, but really that is what people want. They want to feel like they're connecting to a human. And so you don't need to post every single day. You know, for me, it's like everything, keep it simple, keep it as simple, do as little work as possible for the most benefit. And that's what I'm always looking for. And that is why I like these platforms. But I really say like post 3 times a week, that's plenty. don't exhaust yourself. And with the way the algorithm is now, things do have a longer life than they used to. When it was chronological, the life was you're at the top and you're dropping to the bottom. You're at the top and you're dropping to the bottom. But now you can show up 6 days later still. So it could be considered a good thing that there's the algorithm. But because of that, because things have a longer life, you just don't need to post quite as often anymore. And I'm always about, you know, if you have more time to think about it and you're not exhausting yourself, it's going to come across in a much more authentic way. People are going to connect with a lot more and you'll have the energy. That's a sustainable amount of posting for most people, you know, unless you've got a team of people who are, can post for you all the time. But even then, I don't recommend posting a ton. I feel like if you can get in front of your person, say what you want to say, serve them, be there for them, show them that you're human just like them, that's really the point of it. Strategy wise, I would say, again, Instagram does have a bit of a search engine-ness to it. More so than Facebook. Facebook tends to feed us what it thinks we want, show us the groups it thinks we would like, and think it's all based on our activity. But Instagram doesn't have that feature so much. I mean, a little bit on the discovery page, but if you're in your feed, you're essentially in a bubble where you're not seeing things outside. So some of the search engine pieces in Instagram would be your bio. So, you know, using your keywords again in your bio, who you help, what you do, something personal about yourself so people can feel connected. But if somebody searches, like for me, if somebody's like Pinterest expert or Pinterest strategy, and I have that in my bio, it will pop up. So, you know, things like that. And then of course on Instagram, there's hashtags. And hashtags are another way to be found. And so I do recommend spending a couple of hours, just one time. And I mean, you don't have to do it regularly. I would just say literally it's a one-time thing to kind of get yourself acquainted with the hashtags that are out there that you could be using. And I recommend, you know, finding 40. And you really want to think a little bit smaller ones. Like if they have 3 million posts, don't use that because you will just never, you'll never show up at the top. It means as soon as you post, by the time it lands there, it's going to be so far down, even if somebody goes to the recent. So think really small and niche. And what, you know, if you're doing essential oils, what would that mom be looking for on Instagram? She's not looking for some huge 3 million post hashtag. She's looking for one where she can relate to other moms who are also interested in this. So what, you know, I bet I'm just guessing here and speculating. I don't know that I've ever done hashtag research for somebody who does essential oils, but like, I bet there's one like essential oil mama. I'm just guessing. Like I would start searching things like that on Instagram. And once you find one, it will be easy to find many because you'll find one, you'll see the post there and you can open up the post and see what hashtags they use. And then open up those hashtags, see if they feel good to you. And if you feel like your person would search for those. And I always say, if you look in a hashtag, if you're like scrolling through all the posts in a hashtag and you're looking into the eyes of the person you would love to be working with, that's the right hashtag for you. If you're not, that's not the right hashtag for you. So I scroll through and I'm like, oh, I see her. I see her. I see her. Yes, this is going to be perfect for me. She's here. She's using this hashtag. She's probably coming back and looking at it. She's here. So that is really the strategy. So there is a bit of a searchability in Instagram that you want to be aware of, because if you don't use hashtags, you're only being shown to the people who follow you.
Right.
And you want to start reaching a wider audience. So always on every platform, you know, you don't want to spend, because you're creating the content, you can create the content and it can just sit there, or you can create the exact same content, spend the exact same amount of time and have it get in front of a lot more people. And so I recommend just spending those few hours doing that research. And I say in 2 hours, I could find 40 really nice hashtags for pretty much anybody. And you would know your niche better than I do. So you probably could do it even faster. Like you're already thinking about, oh yeah, there's her and there's her and there's her, and start looking for people who you know have their audience. You would love to get in front of their audience. Like go and see what hashtags they're using. Go and see what hashtags their top followers are using, you know, things like that. And that's a great way to really get in front of people. And then I recommend, you know, when you're posting, keep it conversational and friendly. Like not super professional. Obviously, like, you want to be an authority, but you want to be human too. And I think the humanness is probably the more important piece. And then also in your caption, don't forget to have some call to action. And there can be a call to action in every single one. And it can be so simple, like ask them to comment, ask them a question. And then you also can ask them to go to your link in bio and find something out. So I do recommend, you know, every post have some kind of call to action, even if it's just, let's have a conversation right here in the comments, some way of engaging with people. So those are really my recommendations. And for the hashtags, I do recommend putting them, like, commenting on your post. So create your post and your caption and then post it and then comment on it as the first comment, as if you're commenting on your own thing, and then paste all of your hashtags there. And that keeps them a little bit out of the conversation, but you're still going to be filed in all of those places. So I do like that strategy. It keeps it really clean and it respects people's time in going through and reading your caption and not having to sort of see the clutter of all the hashtags. So those are my basic strategies for Instagram. And, you know, a little bit of that is Instagram's definitely a community. So start to engage with other people. You know, so many of us were like, oh, everyone's going to love what we do. We just live in our bubble. But, you know, liking other people's stuff, commenting on other stuff. And it's easy on Instagram to become part of a community. It really is. And you'll start to sense it really soon. You're like, oh, I want to get to know her. If you comment on her things 5 times, you literally will feel like you've been best friends forever. You know how the internet is, you're like, you're my best friend. And then we're like, oh, we actually have never met.
Right.
So yeah, if you can start to do that and develop those relationships, you will start to be seen as more of an authority because your comments are now being seen by other people. And that's a way of really leaving another trail back to you. Liking is good for, you know, to the person that you're liking. Obviously that's good for relationship building, but commenting, you know, you're showing that you're investing a little bit of extra time and, you know, keep it really authentic. Like, would you actually say that to them if you were sitting together having coffee? You know, really keep it at that level of communication. And then the thing you're doing too is now you've commented. And so anyone who follows them, there's a chance they're going to see that and they might be curious. So you're just leaving more ways for people to find you. And I like that strategy, even if it's 10 minutes a day. Like some things, comment on some things strategically, like people who have your audience, people you'd love to develop a relationship with. Write those 10 names down and spend 10 minutes a day just engaging with them.
Awesome. I love that. My two favorite things is that we don't have to post every day. That is awesome. And I love how you said, like, when you're looking at the hashtags, like, are you looking into the eyes of the person that you really want to help? Like, that is magical right there. Like, that totally hits home because you really start getting to get this feel of who is it that you really want to be working with.
Yes. Yeah. I homeschool my 4 kids. So I talk to people like they're 5.
Yes. I homeschool just exploring that, like, you. So we got that in common.
So yeah, I'm used to, like, explaining things to a 5-year-old. So I'm like, I think I explain Instagram and Pinterest. Like, hopefully it feels like it was that simple.
Yes. Yeah.
My 5-year-old could go. I don't have a 5-year-old anymore. I have a 10-year-old as my youngest, but that it was so simple and understandable that hopefully anybody can at least take away one thing that they can use to grow, or maybe just to feel excited and re-energized and a little bit more strategic about how they're doing it. And I feel like if you just learn one thing and implement one thing, it can be such a game changer in everything. So that's all I hope for people.
Yes, I love it so much. Well, if people are interested in getting connected with you and learning more about you, where's the best way for them to find you?
Yeah, I am on all of the platforms we talked about, Pinterest and Instagram and Facebook, as Taste of Simple. So it's just at Taste of Simple, any of those places. And then my website is tasteofsimple.com. And that is how you can connect with me. And if you have any questions, you can message me on any of those places and tell me you heard me on Brooke's podcast, and I will be happy to guide you in the right direction.
Awesome. We'll make sure that we link all of that in the show notes. And thank you so much for spending some time with us today and giving us so many great tips. Like, really, I feel like I can go out and do Pinterest and Instagram and like totally crush it. And you made it so easy.
Yay. I love that. That is what I want to do. I want to feel like everybody's mother, like cheering them on, supporting them, wanting to see everybody grow and succeed. So that is why I do what I do. And I'm super happy.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. And we'll see everyone next time.
Awesome. Thanks, Brooke.
Misty gave so many great tips. So I hope you are all taking notes because that was awesome. There's some things in there that I am actually going to even start doing in our business and showing our clients what they can be doing with their Instagram and Pinterest account. So many great things there. And I hope that you all are ready. I would just pick like one thing. Are you going to start looking at Instagram? Are you going to start looking at Pinterest and just set aside a couple hours and start implementing these things that you've learned. So excited to see the transformation in your business from just a few hours a week of what you could really do. And if you have not followed us over on Instagram, make sure you go follow us. We are at Social Tenacity. So go find us and we post a lot about different things that we're doing and tips and tricks and things that can help you in your business. So see you all over there on Instagram and we'll see you on the next.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a two-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.